Episode of Brunch with the Motherfucking Boys. I'm doing great this evening. Fellas, how we doing?
Jeezy, I'm feeling great.
Is Mr. Jen out here? Yeah. And we are excited because we have a guest with us. And
round of applause, round of applause.
We want to just, anytime we get someone to come to brunch and and sit down with us at our table and talk that shit, we really appreciate it.
For sure.
She goes as Deb Darling. Yeah. And so, Deb, tell us a little bit about yourself and your platform, if you don't mind chopping it up with us.
So, hello, I'm Deb. What's going on?
What's good?
I do content on social media. I am an intimacy educator. Mm-hmm. I'm an entrepreneur. That's like what I do. And I'm a mom.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the gist of it.
That's a lot of jobs.
That's exciting.
It is.
A lot of jobs.
Yeah.
You have some great content out there. A lot of good videos on sexual health tips to get it right. Mm-hmm. If you need tips, fellas, go get them, you know. Yeah, and ladies, yo. Yeah. Well, the ladies do. The ladies do. Well, I think she want more than that.
We'll be getting into tonight.
So we want to talk about society's obsession with relationships. And we want to focus on the casual relationships today. We're not going to get too deep. But I do want to talk about, you know, connecting and the importance of it. I found a statement that I found interesting. The importance of connection in our life is like working on our physical health. It's an exercise involving intentionality, focus, and effort. And this holds particularly true for people who being more open doesn't come as naturally to them. You know what I mean? So I want to ask everyone, does it come naturally to you to open up when you meet someone? Or would you say you're more closed off?
So Deb start.
I'm open.
From jump.
If I meet you in the vibe, as soon as I meet you, if the vibe is right,
yeah,
and I feel like there's a connection, just an immediate one, like this is men, women, children, anybody.
Yeah.
I'm immediately gonna walls down. But the only thing is, as soon as I feel a little bit of tension, a little bit of you pushing back, I'm pulling back.
Yeah. Mm. So. You start switching up immediately.
You match vibes basically.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
What about y'all?
Jen?
I'm pretty much open. I mean, I've been through enough to probably have one foot outside the door most times. So there is going to be a portion at this point where I'm going to keep to myself for just mental stability, to be able to rebound whatever foolishness I'm about to go through potentially. So, I can be relatively open at about 90%, bro.
Have you all had periods where you were more closed off and where you went against your more natural personality? You know, maybe a nigga broke your heart, or maybe D, you know, she fucked your best friend or something. And
never happened to me.
Yeah, I figured.
Of course it wouldn't.
Yeah. But no, I'm just saying, you ever find yourself in a period where being as open isn't as natural as it typically is?
What you think, Dev?
If I'm on, like, that usually happens if I go on somebody's platform.
Yeah.
If it's like, this is a little different. But like, I do a lot of lives, and I go on people's lives, and I have people on. If I'm on mine, very open. If I'm on someone else's, I'm way more reserved. I'm way more quiet. I let people talk. On my platform, I'm talking.
Yeah.
On theirs, I'll be like, I'll listen, because I want to hear what everyone has to say. Then once I felt them out one or two times, then I'll be a little more open to talking more. And
I get that. I'm always open. Every opportunity, right? Yeah. Because I
like
think
7-Eleven, huh?
Huh?
Like 7-Eleven.
Like a Walmart.
Weird analogy, but
stay open.
We're talking about relationships.
Yeah.
But I'm always open because I feel like if I have to be anything different than who I am, then the relationship isn't worth me having.
Agreed. Right?
Facts.
So it doesn't behoove me to ever not be myself to keep somebody or to keep something, because
don't make no sense.
It's not something I should have if I can't be myself in order to have it.
Big facts. You know what I
mean? So no one's really approaching anything with a slow approach. Everyone's kind of just jumping in the deep end of the pool.
If I'm being wide open about it, like, you know, I think that after my separation and divorce, yeah, of course, I slow rolled everything.
Did you?
No, I did.
No, that nigga did.
I feel like...
That does.
What you're not gonna understand is just because someone fucked with someone doesn't mean that they're who they were previously. I mean, so you're getting a side effect versus
you had a couple placeholders.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't call it a placeholder, but what you're getting is whatever I'm deciding to give.
Yeah.
You know, when you in a marriage or a committed relationship, most of the time you're giving them as much as you possibly can, right? Yeah. You're giving them more or less everything.
I would argue to the contrary, but
I said most of it. Yeah. You would say no?
I don't think most people give 100% of a relationship, no.
No, I said of their selves, meaning like who they That's are. They're their truest form still. You don't think there's
a lot of people? I think a lot of people live in relationships where they're not themselves and they lie, whether it's with the kink.
The entire time? Yeah. That's a long time. Maybe
not entirely, but parts of them.
Right. Okay. Whether it's a kink they have, whether it's something that they like to do that they know the other person won't understand.
Yeah.
I think offended, most people aren't themselves. And I mean, think about the relationships you are in. How many relationships have you had where you felt like you could 100% be yourself without being
and hurt? Share any 100, and everything?
That's the biggest
and
thing.
And we were talking about this at dinner, or you know what I mean, before this. We create a space where we can say whatever and we don't have to think. Oftentimes in your relationship,
you gotta
I imagine
think,
there are some
think.
Things you oh, would yeah. or wouldn't want to share, and it's going to take a certain period of time or comfort level to do so. You know?
I would tell you, I think that's why having friends, like whether it's your homeboys, your homegirls, can be cathartic for you, right? Because a woman could be married to a motherfucker for 10 years and she got to go to brunch with her homegirls and get some shit off her chest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they know she likes a thumb up her ass, but she won't tell him. You know what I'm saying? Which like, I've had a homegirl that was telling me how she wishes her man would choke her, but then she doesn't know how to broach the subject. Like, man.
Put his hand on your throat and say squeeze, nigga.
She said she tried it and he wouldn't do it.
You ain't the right nigga for it. Yeah. As far as that goes.
No, I just remember like.
But a conversation would work better to me than that in-game movement, you
really,
know?
Really?
Yeah, no, because I'm a lot of niggas, when you put them on the spot, they not ready,
so
you know?
This is where he's passionate. Right here. This is where you passionate.
And say squeeze.
But imagine the conversation before. Say, hey, it would really turn me on if you did this. Versus, we've never done this, and now you try to pull that move off. Nigga, nervous. Like, damn, why is she asking for this now?
Hey,
been fucking all this time, and she was cool with it. You know,
each his own.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, come on, D. You already preset the choke a hoe. You know what I'm saying? And that's fine. I am too.
Why you put that on me?
No, I mean, I am too. You know what I'm saying? Dog, there's things that I just know I need. If I can't choke you, you're useless to me. You know what I'm saying?
How about spit in the face?
No, I don't need that, but I'd like it.
Yeah.
But I'd like it very much. Yeah. In the face?
In the mouth?
In the mouth. In the mouth.
Oh, in the mouth is an intimate, deep connection.
Yes.
Yeah, in the face.
One is not?
Yes.
Which one is that?
You can't spit on my face, but you can spit in my mouth.
Really?
Yes.
You know, it's so ironic. You say it's so ironic because most women will let you come on their face, but I can't spit on it?
Yep. Definitely. 100%.
It feels like it's backwards there, but you know.
Oh.
I mean, spit.
Tell us.
Well, spit is like.
So you're saying cum is a blessing, a protein, a gift that keeps giving.
It's like a facial. You can't spread.
It damn sure is.
You can spread the nut. You can't spread the spit.
You can.
You can't spread pee either. But I'd love to do that one too.
Oh,
would you?
Not how, been there, haven't you?
No, I have though. But how
soon?
How? No, damn, you want to do it on the face?
I was talking about the leg.
Do you hate her?
I got a homeboy. Like, that's
it's not your homeboy. It's you, nigga.
No.
Nigga, tell the story. Say some crazy shit. Hey, like the nut on the bitch.
You already, and the worst part is, you already know who he is, but, you know, we talking about.
Oh,
yeah.
I know.
How soon would you share something?
I know who it is.
How soon would you share something like that with a woman that you're dating?
I don't share it. I surprise her in the shower by accident.
Oh, man.
Warm her up.
Jesus.
You tripping.
And just say, oh. And then, hey, it washed down. You don't got no
Can
problem.
I ask you then, Deb, how long does it take you to open up about kinks and things like that?
Well, I'm very big on communication.
Yeah.
You have to talk about everything prior to sex.
Yeah.
That's with a partner or someone.
You hear that, D?
Don't
just surprise him. Talk to him first.
Surprise me, but if she want to talk, I can talk to her about my shit. Yeah. She ain't got to talk to me.
Yeah, that's true. And you can, you know, some people obviously work better in that, you know, on the go type situation. Yeah. You know, I work good in the moment, but there's certain things you still need to discuss.
Honestly,
you know?
It wouldn't even matter what she has a conversation with me. It's my comfort level, and if I vibe with her to even do any of the things that she even want to do in the first place, to be honest with you. So it you could tell me you like A, B, C, and D. If I'm not vibing with you, I might be comfortable with A and B. Because we're just not there yet.
Would you say, Deb, the connection
has to be there.
Would you say that, speaking of connection, communication is the major component in connection?
With any relationship, with any connection that you build with anyone.
Yeah.
That is the number one thing.
But communication, right? Because communication is a very general word.
Yeah.
We're talking verbal communication specifically, or is it physical communication, meaning my actions and what I do versus what I say to you? Like, and I guess that's where love languages come in and stuff like that.
I think I think all of it is very purposeful. You got to be intentional with how you move and the things you say and do.
I don't disagree with you, but I think a lot of times motherfuckers say a lot of shit.
Yeah.
But they don't do it.
A lot of
I'm
niggas, gonna
get in shape man. For you, or I'm gonna man. Do this, or I'm gonna do that.
Yeah.
And it doesn't happen. Yeah. You know what I mean?
So men and women sell dreams, to be fair, you know.
Yeah.
And I'd argue that men sell a lot of dreams, but I think women sell their dreams up after front. I don't feel like they sell it. Well, maybe they do.
They damn
but
sure I do.
Yeah, because but a Come man on. A man Come has on. To prove his shit. Like, we can't sell a dream without seeing some type of result, right? Like, we're going to be held to the fire. A woman, we taking her word, and we're like, yep, let's jump in. She said it's going to be like this. So, you know, I think men are more naive when it comes to that, you know. We like to hear good shit.
Women, if anything, are more naive.
Explain. Yeah, you
willing,
might be
they're
right.
They're definitely willing to believe anything that a man tells them. Like,
yeah, you might be right.
I'm going to do this for you. I'm going to provide. I'm going to... And then a lot of men don't end up coming through with the come through.
But do they believe it, or do they, or are they hopeful? They're right? Because they're two different things. A belief is, I feel in all my heart you're going to do or be this thing.
Based on things I've seen, based on the things, you know what I mean?
Hopeful is, I know this motherfucker is not what
I've seen no signs that he's going
to
do it.
But I'm hopeful that he will be what he wants me to be. Or he wants, you know, what he's telling me he'll be.
Yeah, women do rely more on hopes and men.
Potential.
Yep. I don't believe that men do. We typically want what we see in the moment. That's what we want. Like, oh, this is you. This is your weight. This is your personality. This is your vibe. All of this. This is what we want to continue. Whereas,
remember we found you.
Yeah, women tend to see like, yeah, I like you, but I wish this was different. But I'll give you 2 years. I'll work on that. I'll get that kink up out of you. That shit's weird.
Listen, and I don't want to get off topic, but just real quick to that point. I have a close family member who's in a situation where she has invested time and energy into improving someone that she's with.
Yeah.
And I think it's hard on relationships when that's the dynamic.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
no, I agree with you. I mean, if you buy like a trash car, a junk car, you're gonna spend and you think you're gonna fix it up, you're gonna spend so much time fixing it up. You're going to take so much time taking it to the shop, trying to improve it, when you could have really just got what you wanted out the gate. It's going to cost you more. It's probably going to take you more time. But sometimes good things happen to those who wait. I mean, that's just how it goes sometimes.
You got to have the capital to be able to get that thing that you want.
Nah,
the problem is, motherfuckers got Lamborghini tastes and Camry budgets.
Yeah.
And when I'm talking about
Camry's a good car. I don't like
solid whip.
I don't like you doing
solid
it.
Solid
like
whip. It'll drive for 15 years.
Yeah. But what I'm talking about is your capital has to be what you are able and willing to give that individual that you
Agreed.
So desire.
Right?
So if you want somebody here, and I don't, like I said, I don't want to take a sentence, but if you want somebody here and you floating right here, what do you have to make up the difference?
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be one thing or the other, but it has to be something.
Yeah.
It has to be your vibe is so incredible that that person is not going to find it anywhere else.
Yeah.
Your sex, you got a great career and you're willing to help that person improve their lives, but it has to be something.
I think it comes down to expectations. It feels like men have a lot of realistic expectations and women tend to have unrealistic expectations.
Do you agree with that, Deb?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Because women, we tend to think that we deserve everything, even though we're not where we should
man,
be.
Man, speak your shit. Man, come on, man.
Speak your
come
shit,
on, man.
Bro.
Come
we're
on.
In this DeLulu land, and like, I feel it. I mean, we all do it.
You've probably had girlfriends complaining to you, oh, man, this nigga ain't this and that. Like, girl, ain't you working at the gas station? Like, you know what I'm saying? Tighten up. You know, but your man got to have an education, and you working on your AA for 20 years.
I think not 20.
I think women are. I think women are. I think women are raised and socialized to shoot for more than they have.
Yeah.
Where men aren't.
Yeah.
I think it's because it's easier for women because technically you really only have to look good.
Yeah.
You can really, if you look good, you can have any man you want.
Well, we've been saying this.
Hold on. There's a caveat there. Look good and suck a mean dick.
Jesus, both.
No,
you don't,
though.
You don't, though.
Some of them.
Some guys don't like their dick sucked.
No, dead ass.
Technically, you don't really have to suck that dick.
Hold on. You've met men that don't like their dick sucked?
I've met men that it's not the first thing that they want or they care for.
Damn.
I feel like I can comment on this.
Yeah, I know you can. Good head bring a tear to my eye.
Let me tell you.
I bet.
For many, many years in my life, I was like, I told y'all.
Yeah, you couldn't come.
I'm like, yeah, head was nothing to you. And they
I wanted to slap the shit out of him, but
it hurt my feelings.
They would be like,
it was blasphemy.
I shed a tear.
This is multiple.
Yeah.
Like, this wasn't once or twice. This was multiple times. And nothing.
He was a grown man at that
point. It would get to the point where I was just like, I was like,
it's not gonna happen for me.
Like it's not you. It's just.
Did you tap on the head? Because let me tell you, that's the worst thing you ever.
No, I wouldn't do the head.
I've got the head tap.
You got your head tap
in the younger years trying to eat.
That's why I don't eat pussy like that.
Discouraged me for some.
I'm down and up so fast. Won't be no head tap, bitch. I tell you that.
Long story short, up until the time where it happened.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't need head.
Couldn't believe it.
I'm great at everything, but I don't suck dick. I'd be like, whatever. Doesn't matter to me.
Yeah.
I agree. I'd argue that man that says that, he's never had life-altering head. He's never had that type of experience
but
that would open his eyes up.
Need.
Exactly.
Yeah, because he doesn't, you don't, I mean, if you don't
sometimes
have it, you don't
sometimes we
know.
Never know it, but be prepared, because that same nigga going to get some great head one day, and he going to come home, and now he won't hate you. Like, where this came from?
And he's going to marry that bitch.
Remain faithful. Ignorance is bliss.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
It definitely is.
You know what I'm saying? So why are relationships important to you? What do you seek most out of a relationship? All of us can answer this, but you go ahead, Deb.
Well, right now, I'm not in a place where I want a relationship.
Yeah.
Why? Mm.
I have kids. I have little kids. I have a 3-year-old and a 6-year-old. So I'm not in a place where I want to bring a man into my life.
Yeah.
Their father is very active in their life. So it's not like, I don't need a stepdaddy.
Yeah.
I need companionship outside of my home. Mm. So I need relationships, but just not a monogamous.
I hear you.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that, casual relationships.
Mm-hmm. I'm curious about this. So if you met a man, and y'all happen to go out, whatever it was. Vibe is right.
Nigga, like, look good.
You were with him for 3 hours, 3.5 hours, and when it was time to go, you were like, shit, it's been 3.5 hours.
Yeah, felt like 10 minutes.
You don't think that you would want to see as much of that man as possible? And that you feel like you could control, I mean, really, you feel like you could control your feelings enough to be like, man, I've been on 10 awesome dates and experiences with
him. And I'm happy with just this.
And I enjoy his company. I want to see more of him. But I don't want anything monogamous right now. So if he's out here dedicating time to other women and doing things with other women, I'm fine with that.
Yeah. 100%. Because
that's a unique
She didn't even hesitate.
Yeah.
That's a unique perspective. No, I believe her, but I also think that's not a standard thing for most women.
Yeah. Most women, at least my girlfriends, mm-hmm. they don't understand how I could have these type of relationships, because they're relationships.
They are.
Mm-hmm. But I like doing that with one person at a time. I'm not multiple.
So in this scenario, you are sleeping with this one person.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. If the vibe is right after those 3 hours, hey.
Yeah.
Let's get it in, get it out. Yeah. Like,
you talking about date one?
Yeah.
Date whatever. If the vibe is right, it's happening.
Round of applause.
No. Honestly, though, she's not saying anything that I haven't found out as a grown man.
Of course.
A lot of times, man, I've had the women broach the subject of how would you feel if we fucked on the first date? You know what I mean? So it's not surprising. Whereas when you were younger, the idea of it was like a dream. Can I possibly get the pussy tonight? You know what I mean? You never planned on it, you know? What about you guys though? What do you gain? What do you seek maybe most in a relationship that it gives you? If you could list one thing.
I think I'm looking for consistency and peace.
Not really got it.
I think peace is definitely my biggest thing. And because I have, you know, I got a lot of things going on. I'm always pulled in 1,000 different directions. So someone to ground me, because you know, I rev high, super passionate, all these different types of things. Go hard, and I do need someone to sometimes ground me.
So. Do relationships relieve stress?
They can.
The right ones.
Yeah.
They good can. Ones. Shoot, I was just looking at a recent article, and it was like, even just sleeping by someone, you know, every day, someone that you care about, have that committed
relationship
with.
I was
going to
say, I kind of like sleeping alone, but.
No, I like sleeping alone too, but it does. If you can fall asleep, you notice that you ever been around someone that you can fall asleep.
That's true.
Quick on.
That's true.
Like,
and it surprises you.
You lay in their lap for a second.
It is. It
and
is.
Then all of a sudden, them thighs feel like.
Because you don't do that with anyone.
I usually don't get the lap. I'm usually the lapper.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, same deal. It's all it is you know, they're releasing the hormone Oxycontin. You're getting that.
Oxycontin is a pharmaceutical.
I mean, oxytocin. Sorry, but you know, I'm thinking because I was watching Painkiller.
Both
day.
Do the same thing.
Yeah, they do the same thing. I was watching Painkiller on Netflix, but
that's what it's derived off of.
Yeah, yeah. So basically, it's just like that good feel. I mean, yeah, that's peaceful.
So, would you say then, Deb, that based on your personality type, it kind of determines what type of relationship you can or can't handle? Because you said your girlfriends kind of say, hey, how can you do it? I don't know if you seem to be more of an extrovert. I wonder, is this
really?
Yeah, you don't think she comes off as an extrovert?
Not at all.
Introverted?
No, I don't think she's introverted.
I think she's very reserved.
I'm in introverted extrovert.
I've heard that. Yeah.
So in the right setting, I could be really out there. If not, I'm just chilling.
I'm chilling. Quiet. Yeah.
Good, go ahead with your question. I'm sorry.
No, but I'm just wondering, you think the personality type is what maybe a deciding factor into what you can or can't handle?
Yeah, because the friends that do think that I'm crazy are very introverted.
Yeah.
They're very reserved. They're very
maybe clingy.
Not open.
Maybe clingy.
Very clingy in the sense they love relationships and they can't be without one. So they'll be in one and then they'll, respectfully friends, they'll be in one and then they'll be in another.
They know it's the truth.
Be in another.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm not like, I've only been in three relationships in my life and they were long-term relationships. And then after each one, there was a long break. So I was like, I can't be with another person. This is a lot of pressure and a lot of too much that's going on that I can't give myself.
Yeah.
Even now with kids, definitely not.
It feels like men are multifaceted when it comes to this. Like, we can find ourselves in any type of relationship and adapt on the fly, whether it be, you know, friends with benefits or a serious relationship or whatnot. We seem a bit more adaptable, but that's not every man. He's talking about marriage on date three.
He's making plans for the future. That's not even true.
On date four, he's like, hey,
you're very much relationship based.
I'm relationship driven. You know, he's going to broach the subject to her and she's going to be like, damn, nigga, it's just been
marriage.
A few.
I'm not marriage, but
where is this going? Can you imagine a nigga saying, where is this going at dinner?
I'm not doing that on day three either, bro.
He's doing Jen a disservice, but not completely.
No.
I would say that.
Yeah, I knew I was exaggerating, but I feel like it's coming up.
Jeezy's making
it a 10. Just when I thought he came and threw that life jacket for me, boy, in the water, boy.
Jeezy's making it a 10, but it's probably like
a 6. Push my head down in the water, I'm drowning.
I read about something, attachment styles. There are four of them. Anxious, don't go, my self-worth is linked to you, disorganized, I love you so much, and then 5 minutes later, leave me alone.
I've seen all of these.
Avoidant, you're too close, you know, back up. And probably the best one, which is secure, like, I'll see you when I see you, you know. And I sense D is a definite secure attachment style because you look like you'll be okay with her leaving in a heartbeat. You're like, oh, you about to go out? Let me iron your clothes for you. Get the hell up out of here. You know what I mean?
But you know what, though? Yeah, but I would tell you this. Yeah, but I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Like, here's the thing. I just had this conversation with somebody. I think in a healthy relationship, individuals should thrive together and be self-sufficient on their own.
Correct.
Right?
Agreed.
Like, both of those things should be true. Mm-hmm. I know motherfuckers that have great relationships from the outside looking in. But if one of those motherfuckers leaves the other one, that's when motherfuckers start jumping off buildings or trying to kill the other person. Mm-hmm. Like, they're too codependent, right? As long as they're together, shit's amazing, right? Because they're together. But let one motherfucker have a change of heart, and it's a problem. Mm-hmm. So those aren't good relationships either. And so for me, I should be able to be with this person. I should be able to go on a trip with them for 4, 5, 6 days. It's just us, and everything's copacetic. Everything's great. And then I come back, and I don't see them for 4 or 5 days because work's busy and their job's busy. And then we get together.
And they're not stressing it. Yeah.
We're good.
That's very attractive when you can, you know, be away from a woman.
Most women don't want that,
though. And she's super chill and like, hey, you know, I miss you. And you miss her too. But she's not like, dang, why haven't I seen you? You know, I really hate that reverse type negative attitude where, you know, just tell me what you really want. Tell me how you really feel. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we talked about casual relationships, and I want to get into that more. Do you think the attachment style kind of speaks to also what you can and cannot handle? Like, I can't imagine someone who is overly anxious, you know, being in a friends with benefits type relationship.
No, you know? That would drive them insane.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
But don't you feel that women do this all the time? Like, man, I have an opportunity at something I want. He's saying, he's being upfront, I want this only. And you're like, all right, I'll take it right now. And I think that they do it all the time.
Women get themselves into
trouble. They bamboozle men.
Yeah.
And I feel like those bamboozle type themselves. Of people, they bamboozle themselves.
Yeah.
They think that they can trick them into a relationship. They're like, I'm going to get in there. I'm going to give you some good everything. And then I'm gonna be like, I'm gonna switch it up on
them. Yeah,
exactly.
That to me is crazy.
Yeah,
they're doing that hostage negotiation stuff. Like, they trying to hold you in there for 24 hours and just trying to see if you'll break. Like, it's just like, I don't know. I don't see the value in.
Seems manipulative.
Yeah, I don't like when anyone moves the cheese on me. If I met you this way and this is what you said you were gonna be, just execute on that. I'm gonna be more than happy. I'm gonna be honest with you.
I think that goes back to communication because I would say, I'm a very direct person in general, and specifically with regards to relationships, I'm clear about what I want up front off the rip.
Yeah.
Right? Like, immediately, this is how I communicate. I don't do people, we talked about this in previous episodes. I don't do the, oh, I'm feeling some kind of way, but I'm going to turn into myself, and it's my man's responsibility to get it out of me. That's not me. If you can't talk to me, you got to go. Mm-hmm. I'm not here to try to pry shit out of you. That's not a healthy relationship. Talk to me. And if you can't talk to me, you don't need to be with me.
Yeah.
That's just what it is, you know? So
I want to talk a bit more about the friends with benefits thing. What would you say would hold up a successful friends with benefits relationship?
Open communication, honesty, and good sex.
Yeah,
you gotta be good sex. Yeah. Otherwise, what you doing?
Good sex.
I mean, it's in the name, with benefits.
Mm-hmm. What would ruin that relationship?
Someone catching feelings.
Yeah. Isn't it inevitable though?
No.
For 95% of women, it is.
But you know what's real though?
Maybe like 90.
You know what's real though?
That's fair.
It feels insulting that you're so cool, low key. You're not even dealing with me. Just knowing that you can cut it off and it's okay that you don't want me and I done gave you all this good dick and you loved it and you told me all these sweet things and now you're like, all right, I'll see you next time. And like, god damn, you know, like it's so opposite of what you're used to from a woman that
played out the whole fantasy.
Yeah, because even though in your head, it's what I want. I want this chick to be like that. I want, man, when I get up to get that towel, she cool, you know? None of that, hey, come lay, will you lay with me for 5 minutes? Oh, chicks would do this all the time. Like, just give me 5 minutes. Damn. You know what I mean?
5 minutes after, I'm like, can I keep touching on you? I want to go again.
Yeah.
But we got to go.
No, but I mean, I'm down with that 5 minutes, but you know. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I mean, sometimes you do, but you know, sometimes you got to go. You know what I mean? Yeah, but yeah. But no, I found a few situations on women. Oh, first I want to ask you, Des, and you, what would ruin a friends with benefits for you? She said catching feelings. You got anything else?
Honestly, I think it was all said, like catching feelings and being transparent.
Yeah.
Like I don't think that anything. I think only thing is just like, hey, if we made a commitment on whatever level we made a commitment, like let's live in that commitment. Anything outside of that,
yeah. wanting more than what.
Changing expectations, because, and that goes kind of hand in hand with people developing relationships, yeah. Right, and catching feelings, but this happens all the time, and it's not about feelings. Listen, I'm a believer that if you have a friends with benefits relationship,
you should care about them.
Well, yeah. and there is already something there,
because it's not a booty call, it's not a one night stand. There is a connection there.
There's a mitigating factor that keeps it. Either one of the folks involved doesn't want one, or somebody's married, or somebody is, you know, traveling a lot for work, or whatever it is. Right? There's a mitigating factor. Otherwise, it would be something more. So I think those feelings are already there, but I think those expectations change. I know Jen talked about it. You started, hey, we see each other once or twice a week.
Yeah.
Everything is great. You're cool with this. And all of a sudden, we're 6 months in. Why can't I see you more?
Yeah.
Because we established this shit as a 2 day a week kind of situation.
Yeah.
That's why. So
I agree.
And then all of a sudden, you're mean, right? Or you're not sympathetic to how they're feeling. Well, no, you're not sympathetic to what the fuck we established here. You
but I will mean? Say, and this may just be the relationship part of me coming out.
Go ahead.
It absolutely is.
We don't even need to know it, and I was already shaking my head in agreement. Yeah, like, yes, that sounds right for you.
All I'm saying is when I'm sitting here thinking about friends with benefit, I'm thinking about the baseline, the foundational piece is friendship. And at the end of the day, that needs to exist. And if you have that, then there should be some form of commitment.
They say you shouldn't sleep with a friend and try to create that friends with benefits vibe. So is this a real friend or is just a friendship with someone? Okay,
if you're
got
doing
it.
A friends with benefits, trust me, there was a baseline.
You maybe knew the person before.
Oh yeah.
You don't think you can meet someone new and develop that friends with relationship?
I'm not saying that
can't
happen.
Okay,
but it happens more the other way than it happens. Which you know,
you just need to be friends with benefits.
You think so though? Because I wonder.
Let's ask.
Usually, if a woman is friends with a man, will she let him fuck down the road?
Girl, you better tell him.
Typically, I don't think so, but you tell me.
It depends. I mean, if you already saw him as attractive, you already saw him as all these other things. You probably would if you weren't in a relationship.
Even though you maintain a platonic vibe.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, now at 31, probably not. Back then,
you ruin a friendship for the dick.
I wouldn't ruin it because I would. I'm very.
You could potentially still though. You could potentially still if it's a real friend. You never know because maybe he's like, damn, this is that homie love a friend shit that I've been dreaming of. And to you, it's not that. So it could ruin the friendship for sure. Because we, like Jen said, I mean, Jen's a perfect example. He'll catch feelings. You know what I'm saying?
We call him the feeling catcher.
Yeah, he fuck you two times. Y'all go together.
That is,
you know what I'm
not
saying?
Fucking. Well, if we do fuck three times, we might go.
I thought it was two. But you push it up to three. Hey, you in the game, dog.
You know, I'm in the game. I don't do that. I believe that.
After the first fuck, he making plans.
I think it's different if you're coming into the conversation. Yeah. If we're coming into the situation understanding that I'm not gonna catch feelings.
Yeah,
I really am not. Like, I'm not that soft. Yeah. In regards to, you know,
I don't think that makes you soft. I just think it makes you who you are.
No, it kind of does because first and foremost, if we say something, we're standing straight up.
Yeah.
If I'm leaning on it already, then that's making me soft. Yeah. I'm limp.
Because you back
like,
up.
Yeah.
Damn,
so
that's an interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm just saying like, I'm not going to be that person. Like the only thing I was really saying was I think friendship in itself is some form of commitment. So whatever you guys discuss, keep your side too, because it's a commitment of sorts.
Can you have a long-term friends with benefit relationship?
I know people who have.
Like years.
I had one for 2 years.
Damn.
I had one for 3 years.
You were in a relationship, nigga.
Nah. I mean, maybe. I mean, but it wasn't a real one. It wasn't one that...
You didn't have the same expectations.
No. And we were both on the same page.
Yeah.
I was very adamant. If you meet somebody and you like them, whatever, just let me know. I'll fall back.
But it's exclusivity. She's saying it's one person. That wouldn't be sufficient for you? What you need her to say, we go together? Do you like me? Circle yes or no?
Maybe.
So y'all know me. I'm not a jealous person at all. I'm not a possessive
You're
person.
You're really not.
Like, not at all.
You wouldn't call yourself possessive?
No, not at all.
You say, okay, I got it. I'm possessive for sure. Not, yeah, not, what's not mine possessive. Is mine.
Yeah, I feel like what's mine's, I don't need to say it.
That's true.
Like, I hear you. Like, if this is my girl,
pound on your chest.
She can go out. She can.
She can go out
with her homegirls,
yeah.
And a dude can come up. Listen, because if your girl is attractive in some way, has a good vibe, dude's gonna hit on your girl.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, fellas, dudes are gonna hit on your girl.
Stop being a punk.
It's actually a compliment.
Yeah.
So
being a punk, I love that.
But
shit.
How it should happen is, a dude hits on my girl. She says, "Thank you very much, but I'm in a relationship, so I'm not interested. But thank you."
Yeah.
And he goes, "Okay, my bad," and she walks on. That's perfectly fine. That's what I expect. I'm not no nigga that's gonna be in a car trying to find out where you are putting track.
I ain't do all that.
So my point is that you know, for me, even in a 2 year relationship, because that's what
friends with benefits, right? It's friends with benefits.
To me, that's not enough of a commitment for me to make sure she's not fucking somebody else.
Jen, we found this nigga heart.
I didn't know it.
We found this nigga heart.
I didn't know it existed. I thought it was in the shoe.
We found this nigga heart. Well, somebody give this nigga a hug later on, please.
It's not a heart. You know what I'm saying? Let me tell you what. Because I wouldn't have a long distance, a long term.
Let me ask you this. I think I know your answer. Because you're a woman, it's so easy for you to create this type of relationship.
Like typical.
Yeah, but for a man.
You're not a normal
woman. No, her view.
No, but for a man, it's not always easy to come up with those friends of benefit relationships. Not when she's willingly doing it. Mm-hmm. A lot of times as men, we put y'all in that position unknowingly. So you in one and you thought it was more. But have you found it difficult to create those in the past? I'm not asking you the right person.
No, because
you had a friends with benefits?
I've had one.
Yeah.
And I will tell you.
20 years ago.
Yeah.
It was a long time ago, but it's unnecessary for you to repeat that.
And you thought about being with her.
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
Damn, I wish you didn't laugh.
I was going to believe it's not true.
Okay.
Listen, he wanted the relationship.
I'm not even asking.
I'm asking you. I was asking.
By the way, just keep in mind, that's a person who's known him his whole life.
I have.
Right? I've known him since he was a teenager.
Yeah.
So we have a perspective.
Oh my God.
No, but okay, so you did have it and what I guess did you find it difficult to find or you kind of fell into it?
No. One thing I can tell you is if you really are him and you know what you are, you're a high valued person, you know what you brought to the table in let's say in that relationship, you can walk anything back into a friends with benefits situation.
Most of the time. Yeah.
Unless you did something bad and
don't burn bridges, fellas. Yeah.
Unless you're a shitty person. Yeah. I mean,
I always try to walk it back. I want to leave that pussy on the table for a decade.
Yeah.
I want to be able to send a text nigga in 2 years and you be like, oh, he thought about me. I want that vibe.
Yeah. Yo, dude, I've not slept with, and I was talking to to my girl about it, but I remember there's multiple people that I did not sleep with, and still 10 years later, yeah. they will
don't burn the bridge.
There's a little something to be said there too. Is that could have been?
Yeah, and maybe it's that. Maybe it's that.
And they love that shit. But what about you, Des? Did you find friends with benefits situations easy to get into, or were you putting them into deceitful? You know, like you're in the dark, but this is what it is. Because I'll be honest, a lot of the women that I were in that with me, they didn't know. They didn't know.
So that's not a friend with benefits. That's a nigga with a friend benefit.
I wasn't tricking them. But though, you talk about me saying this is what I want, them saying this is what I want. I'm like, hey, all right, I hear you, but no one's really.
Yeah, but you still doing what you
because
want.
Because no one's enforcing you. No one's holding you to the fire. So you just go along. Yeah. And then when she starts like, so what's up? I'm like, man, I told you what it is. And now shit got to end. You know what I mean? Like, I played this out as long as I could. You know what I mean?
I don't like friends with benefits. Like, I'll tell you, I got situations where like, a girl's wanted to do that, and I'm like, no, we could just be homies.
You didn't trust her. Because you want that exclusivity with that pussy. I know it.
It is. And like, I feel like if you not my girl, I don't give a fuck what we're talking about.
Yeah.
If you not my girl,
you can't say
you're out and a situation approaches, you know, it reveals itself, you can rationalize going through with that situation.
And how can you argue it?
You're not my girl. Right? That's just my homeboy that I fuck.
Yeah.
So for me, I can't do that. Yeah. Like, I can't be in that type.
I can't
like,
walk
I'll be
up.
A homeboy.
So yeah. is it the fact that there's no accountability that just kind of says, nah, I ain't doing this friends with benefits?
It's just the freedom. Dog, if me and Deb being in friends with benefits and I see last night she's sucking my dick.
Yeah.
Now I go out to dinner and I see her with another nigga and they making out.
Yeah.
And I can't say shit. I'm crying on the inside. You know what I'm saying?
I
signed up for this.
That's what
I'm
saying.
I'm sad.
That's
you know what I'm saying? I'm like, damn, your lips so soft too. I can't. Why is she doing a nigga like that?
Right?
I thought we had an understanding.
You feel me, right?
She came twice. You know what I'm saying? That nigga coming up with every reason. You know what I'm saying? That's so I'm saying. I get it. It's tough.
So it is the accountability piece because now you can't hold the accountable to
listen,
shit.
I pulled my own card. I got my own feelings.
I'm sensitive.
I just realized I got it.
But it's good when I'm the giver. But boy, I can't take it.
This is a wonderful time that both of you guys.
I can't take it.
I feel like there's some growth in
there. Yeah, I can't. I definitely can dish it.
I always had more feelings.
Welcome to the dark side, bro.
I always had more feelings.
Dez, that's unnecessary to say. Why are you doing that, Dez? Why you? What are you, six, nigga? Like, bruh.
I felt like I was in a corner.
Bruh, that shit is so unnecessary, bruh.
Dog, Eddie pointed at you.
Damn, dog. Unnecessary. Boy, okay. So I found some quotes from women that has been in friends with benefit relationships. I had one friends with benefit situation. I caught feelings early on. He didn't. I was tortured for years until I cut him off.
Shit. What's your take on that?
That she's fucking dumb. Yeah. And she should have been left.
For years, bro. She allowed him to have his way for years, hoping shit would switch up.
I have a friend who had a relationship with a married man, okay? And she had objective information, verifiable information, that the marriage was not going well.
Yeah.
Like, there were problems in the marriage. So when he told her that, he was able to
it
show
was real.
Like, you can see, like, the text messages and stuff like that. So he was like, you know, I got some kids, but I'm getting my money together. I'm a divorce in like a year and a half.
Yeah.
So just rock with me.
And they rocked with, and she did.
Yes. And she, and it ended up turning into like three and a half years that she just on the side. They're going on trips on the side, everything else.
Yeah. You was treating her right, though, on the side.
So, but listen to me. This is my homegirl.
Yeah.
She loved this nigga. And she would talk to me. I would tell her, yo, he's not finna leave his wife.
Yeah.
The kids is like 3 and 6.
Oh,
he not about to
if
leave
they
his
was
wife.
16 and 14 or
it's believable.
17,
right,
16, 18. 13,
right, whatever
yeah,
it is.
Yeah,
right. Believable. But he wasn't. So goes on. They had a relationship for 3.5 to 4 years.
Yeah.
She calls one day crying. I'm gonna kill this motherfucker. I'm like,
damn,
whoa.
You
gonna
kill
me? I'm like, escalate don't involve me in this. Like, whatever you gonna do,
for real, you low key an accomplice.
Why
right
did you
now.
Call me first? They're gonna respect
me. I'd have hung up immediately. But it wasn't me.
Right. Listen,
it wasn't me, fans. Go ahead.
So I called her back. I'm like, what's going on? She was like, he just told me that him and his wife, they really want to try to work it out. And
he did.
Reconcile.
Yeah, he did.
Dog fucking her ass like a.
I'd argue that was his plan the entire time.
Of course it was. You know how I know? Because I told her that shit the minute she told me. I was like, yo, he's not going to leave his wife. I'm like, because you're accommodating his lifestyle and you're giving him the pussy. Why would he change anything?
Yeah.
A year and a half is what he's telling you off rip and you already signing up for that shit? So long story short, it didn't happen. She wasted 5 years of her life. When I tell you
that's
she
tough.
Didn't, he said, you can't mess with anybody else.
Of course.
She didn't mess with anybody else.
Men do not want to share pussy. Now, there are some men who are okay with it. I don't understand them.
But they don't have feelings for that female.
Yeah, they don't have feelings for her whatsoever. That's for sure. All right, next one. It always ends. You always regret it. Someone always catches feelings. And my opinion now is that you shouldn't see someone who doesn't have strong feelings for you. Friends with benefits is never worth it. I'm sure you disagree.
100%.
Yes.
Their experience is their experience.
It is.
You know, everyone's experience is different. So for her, it always ended and didn't end well.
Yeah.
And she caught feelings.
When yours have ended, have you been the one who ended it?
Yep.
Damn, that's why. You got all the power.
Because I got in the relationship.
Yeah.
I met somebody else. And yeah. I was like, oh, okay.
Better than you, nigga.
I'll take you a little more serious.
Yeah.
It might be because with those friends with benefits situations,
oh my God,
they weren't, you know, they weren't the type to take serious. Mm-hmm. They weren't the type. They didn't have their money right. Didn't go to. I mean, not. They didn't go to school. They didn't do certain things that.
They didn't make themselves valuable and attractive in that way. So they were only good for one thing.
I feel like you disragged a lot of dudes.
And they were just very. They were attractive. But
is
it?
But what did she say? That's wrong. If you're disragged and you feel hurt, it's because you know you fucking up. You know you're not. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Stepping up. All right. I'm in a friends with benefits situation, and we are actually friends. We talk. We do lunch, hang out, and sometimes happen to have sex. Sounds like they're in a great situation.
Fantastic.
Yeah, that sounds awesome.
That sounds like Snow White.
Especially with the lunch.
In Disney special.
Yeah, I want the lunch.
Right? I'm just
going to eat something.
Okay. It has to be infrequent enough where it is so infrequent that I don't register it as a relationship, really. It is an acquaintance. Because an acquaintance, somebody you fuck every 3 months, that's different. We can't fuck every week and we just friends. I can't do it.
I think it's feasible.
I can't do it. And y'all know I can't do it.
I think
I think it's feasible. And this is me.
I cannot.
In my head, you my girl.
When you see her with someone else.
If I feel for a moment that the pussy is not mine entirely.
So you feel like you feel like it's tainted.
Yeah, like if I even think a nigga sniffed it, I can't do it, bro. I just can't do it. It's too much out here to share. You know what I mean? So that's just how I feel. So I actually understand people who do it, because if you want to live freely, then why would you place restrictions on someone else? But
I'll be open right here on this one.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I've never hid it that I've cheated in my marriage.
Yeah.
You know, hugest mistake ever, whatever.
Yeah.
But I was dealing with someone who was married.
Yeah.
Right? So the fact was, I knew she had marital duties.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she knew you had one.
Oh, that's tough.
Yeah.
You put it
like that. Yeah.
Damn, ain't it? Because I had to say it how I had to say it.
A little bit.
What hurts worse, Des? He knows that she loves sucking dick because she sucked his. So what you think she got to do at home?
You don't have to make the sound. You didn't have to clock
that's
clock
tough, bro.
$4,000, because that's been looking for a while.
And let me tell you,
she give you the $3,500, but he gave the four.
And bro,
she know it's
you guys always text around 9 to 10, but on this Tuesday night, she not answering.
She can't, and you have
busy.
But you have to understand that.
Mm.
And
that should have hurt, boy.
And I'm telling you, so
that should have hurt, bro. That should have hurt. You texted, oh, so now you can't respond.
I'm the nigga with the text message. I can up, so like you can't hit nobody back.
Dog, 16 text messages.
Your husband more important than me.
Dog, let me just tell you, D.
So you gonna put your kids in front of me?
Everything that y'all said right now, I've been through the full spectrum of every one of them
that's
things.
Funny.
Dog, I wasn't even that. I wasn't even like the over anxious person, but I felt it before.
You felt it.
Felt every stage of that in that
that's
situation,
funny.
Full spectrum. And let me tell you, it wasn't all fun, but the chick was real legit. Like,
yeah,
my friend.
Those like, one of those situations like, are
your friend. You said something special. You said your friend.
Cool. Yeah, and it was ideal that both of you were married to make it work. And I think that connection kind of made it, you know, more
we were cool.
Yeah.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
So he made you. Would you be able to date your friends with benefits? Would you be able to go on dates and do outings? Or
I have to be able to do that because I like to experience activities, fine dining, things like that. So I definitely want to be able to spend time with her. If she told me I'm just dick, dog, I'm hurt. My feelings hurt again, bro. I didn't realize I wanted quality time. I thought I just wanted pussy, but apparently I wanted someone to hold my hand and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm right there with
but
you.
It's like for that night though. Like when we're away, but man, it can't be transactional for me at this point.
I agree.
But in the past, I have been that guy and I loved it, but now, I need a little bit more.
I can't say
warm that dick up.
Yeah, I can't say it better. No, that's absolutely
exactly. Yeah, I wouldn't have it any other way like that too, because it's about the vibe, it's about the connection, it's about just it's the whole experience.
I care less about a relationship than I do about a connection.
Connection.
Well
said, man.
Yeah, because you could definitely have a connection without a relationship. You care less about the relationship and focus on the connection.
There are people in long-term relationships that have a better connection with their side piece.
Facts.
Oh, God. Yeah, it's the only reason they still married to the chick for 40 years.
And some people, marriages, seriously, the only connection is that they're married. You know what I mean?
Correct. Yes.
So.
Or the kids.
Oh, yeah.
Good call out there.
And they're getting older and older.
Shit.
They won't be able to save you. They won't be able to save you for long.
Five, four,
they won't be able to save you for long.
Two. I'm out of there.
Oh, man.
No one's counting the days or anything, but, you know. All right. My favorite relationships were friends with benefit ones. I hope to get a friends with benefits thing up again. It's the best dynamic for me. Friends who fuck, no romantic overtones, no obligations to go to family functions, no expectations to have feelings after sex. Nobody's asking when we're moving in together or getting married or having kids.
Is this a quote for me?
I think it did say Deb. I was wondering what that signature was. Yeah, that sounds awesome.
But I will say, I mean, I do like relationships, though.
Yeah.
I do. No, I
that nigga
down.
But that nigga sensitive right now. That nigga like,
I do, but not like.
I got real judgy.
Yeah. And you've never been there, but she got you there.
This is not even who he is, though.
Yeah, she got you there. Oh, man.
He's questioning everything.
No, I do. I like the whole meeting the family and doing those things. Yeah. But I think everything has its time.
It does.
Every relationship is different, but the relationship itself, like when I've been in relationships, I can't say my friends with benefits relationship was better because we did things that I've never done with the
friends with benefits. Yeah.
So no, I mean, I don't agree with it totally.
Do you open yourself up in similar ways with your friends with benefit, or is like, no, we not going to the zoo, nigga. We fucking like animals. Like we can't do no shit like that.
We're gonna go do all the activities and have so much fun together and laugh.
See, like we go together though.
Yeah,
and no, we don't.
Dog, deconfused right now. Like
you leaving after this activity's over.
Damn,
you're dropping me off.
So
we can't grab nothing to eat.
No, you probably didn't even drive together. Y'all probably drove separately. We probably met there. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
It's intimate sharing a turkey leg at the zoo, but go ahead. We won't talk about that.
No.
All right, last quote. I experienced friends with benefits and found it quite enjoyable. I was looking for sex more than friendship. Eventually, I found that the benefits were much more enjoyable when there was true friendship involved due to a higher level of trust.
Absolutely.
I think that's the basis for what we were joking about, but I think that's the basis for me is, look, I think at this point, you know, we're talking generally as adults, right? When I was in my 20s and stuff, like, I could fuck indiscriminately, and I had no attachment necessarily, right? It was about releasing my shit, right? Yeah,
getting that
But as load. I've gotten older, I can't regularly penetrate a woman and not have feelings for her. Because one of two things that happen. I'm going to get feelings, or I never had enough feelings to fuck her.
Men show love through sex. No, and we express it. So when we giving you our best, I'm talking about tired.
Yeah, that dollar store.
Nigga still fucking you. Nigga want to quit, but we know what it mean to you.
He didn't want
to
start.
Yeah, come on.
But he owe it to
you. And COVID couldn't taste nothing. It's our greatest.
It's our biggest expression of love. And that's why you'll find men trying to have sex with women in weird times. You know what I mean? Oh, your grandmother just died. Let me give you this dick and make it better. It's not because we want a nut. We want to make you feel better. It's love for us.
It's our language.
Real talk. I know it's weird,
it's
but
it is.
It's
our language of connection.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah, man. Whenever I see a chick cry, my dick get hard. It's like, damn. I want to make it better. I want to make it better.
Oh, yeah.
Come to me. Hush.
If I see some mascara running, it's a problem.
Man, come on, man.
It's a fucking problem. Yeah.
All right. Final question for the night. Do you think that you can be in a relationship without a title? Can you customize something to your liking? You're saying friends with benefits, but you like relationships. Can you find something in between?
Yeah, you're giving me... That's why before even anything, you set the boundaries. You tell them what you want.
Yeah.
What do you require out of this relationship? And again, any relationship, friends with benefits, any...
They're all relationships.
They're all relationships. Yeah. So you customize that relationship to what you both, you know...
Yeah, I've done that too.
So,
I've done that too. And she knows I didn't want a title, but I want to play like we go. I want the girlfriend experience.
That's what I call without it.
Playing with niggas, huh?
No, yeah, I go.
Yeah. Damn, D.
I love me the boyfriend. Come
on. No, this is
what's going on?
It's number five right now.
I don't know.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, Lee.
I'm sorry.
We'll make him some like Earl T after this.
What about you, Dez? You think you can customize a relationship? Or do you feel like it's got to be clear cut this or that? Is there any middle ground? Because life isn't black and white.
As far as customized relationship, I think you can do it. For me, call me what you want to call me.
Yeah.
It's my man. It's my dude. It's my guy. What's important is what the substance of the relationship is.
Yeah.
If we listen, I'm leaving alone now.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. But if we going at because to me, I've had friends with benefits before. Yeah. I don't make something happen.
Yeah.
And it was we don't hang out. You don't hang out with my friends.
Yeah.
We don't do extravagant dates or go on trips. On a random Tuesday, I come over, we fuck, and then I leave.
Oh, I remember that.
Right?
Yeah.
I remember those
days,
though. Yeah.
So
can't come to the window or nothing.
But listen, if you call me up on Saturday, you're like, you want to grab something to eat.
Yeah.
We go get something to eat, we catch a movie, we come back to your place or my place, we're having a drink or something like that, and we fuck. Dog, you my fucking... If that happened 10 times,
And sometimes... It's just the title that scares us. So really, how are we moving? If we're moving, and acting like we're in a relationship, then what we have works for us and we don't need to say this, that, or the other. You know, I saw something on IG. I don't want to have to train a woman to be the way I want her to be. I want to meet someone that moves the way I like.
It's natural.
So it's like what you do isn't something I prompted or asked, suggested. This is just how you move. But damn, I love that shit because that's how I've always wanted my girl to move.
It's the key to my life.
So if you find someone and you can link up and connect in that way, man, it's a beautiful thing.
No doubt.
It's a beautiful thing. A
lot of people want their projects, but it's when they approach it like that, it's always.
You want the right fit, man. For sure. You want the right fit.
For sure.
You know, I just to close things out, I just can't focus enough on stress the connection and not the relationship. Don't worry about the end goal, you know, enjoy the journey. Focus on that aspect of it.
Yeah, I piggyback off that and I would say all we have in this life, at the end of the day, right? It was a saying, it's like when somebody's on their deathbed, nobody says, I wish I had more money, I wish I had more cars, I wish I had more girls. Everybody says, I wish I spent more time with the people who made me feel special when I spent that time with them. So I would just say maximize your time with people that leave you and make you, when they leave your presence, you feel better for having spent that time with them.
Would you say even if that person isn't giving you everything you want?
What are they leaving? What's the feeling they're leaving you? If that's a feeling of
that's what matters.
Being full and being content and being happy,
that's what matters.
That's the most important thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No, but life is nothing but a collection of moments. You're right.
Yeah.
It's nothing but that.
That's what's up.
Yeah, I'll agree and I'll double down on that. What I will say is I just want someone to play a significant role in my life. Like, I want someone who is I know that I can walk through life, I can depend on, that matters to me, that I know that, you know, even if I fall, that they will pick me up. I don't care how that looks.
Yeah.
I don't care how that looks.
The title means nothing.
Because I've had to do it on my own and force my way through life for so long. If someone's going to be there for me.
And let me just stress this too. Women, if a man is calling you, you know, communicating with you, expressing his feelings, responding to his text, you know, fucking you, maybe sparingly. But my point of the matter, he's doing there for you.
Yeah,
you matter to him. Yeah. So if you matter to him and he's incorporated you into his life without any commitment, without being forced or pressured to, then you are significant to him. Therefore, that connection is paramount above any potential title or what could be.
I don't think
you clearly matter to him.
Men don't do anything that they don't desire to do.
Come on.
Like, if they don't want to do it, we will not fucking do it.
And if he's not married to you and he's doing these things,
then it means something to him.
Especially if he's not fucking you. I mean, he could be fucking you doing other things, but if he's not fucking you,
that means he really, really, really.
Every morning, a nigga who texts you who ain't got the pussy yet, that nigga really care.
Because guess what? He's giving, not taking.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Or he's just on bullshit trying to get the pussy. But
I mean, eventually he'll.
You know, you'll be able to decipher the difference.
Long term homeboy.
Yeah, yeah. You know, niggas be running the long game. I don't believe in the long game. Yeah.
We know
I don't run
don't.
That shit.
We know you don't. You had any final words for the ladies on this front or the fellas?
Say what you mean what you say.
Mm.
That's it.
I wrap it up
that's
right
that's
there.
That's all. Say what you mean what you say. You know, be about your word.
Mm.
That's absolutely true, and that's what there's not enough of.
Yeah.
People being genuine with what they say.
I think a lot of times is, and this is the worst thing you could do, people are just lying to themselves. So I think they mean what they say, but they're not really being honest with what they truly want, you know?
Lauryn Hill said in a song, she said, if a man will lie to himself, what makes you think he won't lie to you?
Man, facts. Talk to me, Lauryn. I missed you too, by the way.
Yeah,
boo.
She need to come back.
Yeah.
She got about 7 Marley kids, don't she?
Yeah, but she still look good, though.
From like 3 different brothers, by the way.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, she ain't shit. Yeah. She ain't shit. I didn't say she was going, you know.
At least it's definitely two of them. It might be two of them. Yeah, she got about 5-7 kids.
Yeah, I guess Friends with Benefits is all she and I can have.
Lauryn will sue us, too. Yeah. She petty. Cut this shit out.
Yeah. Hey, listen. So I appreciate you, Dev. I appreciate
you. Yeah, this was fun. Definitely.
Live and in action.
You appreciate you.
Full effect right here. Here are your socials. You want to call your socials out?
I'm DevDarlingX on Instagram and on every platform.
Yeah.
So easy to find me.
Anything follow exciting me? That, you know, our followers should know that, you know, any special projects you got?
What if they want to
anything?
Talk to you, see your content? I guess you said all socials.
Right? I, you know, I educate people on different intimacy topics and I try to show people how to communicate better when it comes to sex and all things intimacy. So
I love
you
it.
Do private check sessions? Out.
I do. No. I have an OnlyFans. I don't like you asked so that.
I just want somebody to rub my back while I'm in the pussy.
Not an intimacy coach.
She is. She's going to like, yeah, just put
your... I don't massage now. Okay. I get massages.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
And we found out just this week that those massages...
They're not legit? They're not above board?
No, they fucking.
Yeah, they fucking.
I think all those participants are paid anyway. Yeah. But
that's great. It was great to have you.
Definitely appreciate you. Definitely appreciate you.
Feminine vibes up in here.
For sure.
Yeah, Brunch with the Boys on all podcast platforms, YouTube presence. Check us out on our socials. We're on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. We don't really use that Twitter shit, but or X.
Yeah.
But hey, thank you all for joining us at the table.
We appreciate y'all.
We appreciate y'all.
Hey.
We out.
Coffee and brunch, we can have our conversations over coffee and brunch.